We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
Hi, this is Pastor Stephen Flo of Grace Lutheran Church in DeSoto, Missouri. We want to call and congratulate Issues, etc. Happy for you. We want to celebrate with you that you're back on the air.
This is Jerry from South County. I just wanted to welcome you back to the airwaves.
Guys, it's good to hear you, Pastor Todd. This is Frank in Indiana, and our friends over here are thrilled to death to hear you.
Welcome back, Issues, etc. This is Anne from St. Louis, and my prayers have been answered now that you have returned.
Well, that was just 8.5 months ago when Issues, etc. returned to the air after about a 3-month hiatus, our little spring break. But 1 year ago today, March 18th, 2008, not only did Jeff and I lose our jobs rather quickly, I mean, we were out of work by 11 o'clock in the morning drinking coffee at Denny's across the street from the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but it was also LCMS Inc.'s cancellation of Issues, etc., and that begins a year-long saga that really in a lot of ways continues to this very day. But it also begins the opportunity, the new opportunity that came to fruition on June 30th, 2008, for Issues, etc., to launch, relaunch as an independent radio operation. We're going to spend the first hour of this Wednesday afternoon's program, March the 18th, reminiscing, talking, and talking with you about the one-year anniversary of our termination from KFUO Radio and LCMS Inc.'s cancellation of Issues, etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for tuning us in. That's the first hour of the program. Jeff and I will be doing some talking. We'll be asking you some questions as well. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Hey, before I tell you about the second hour, Jeff, did you know that my greatest fear coming back on the air that has only been assuaged very recently because the new phone number is completely ingrained in my mind. The greatest fear I had was given the wrong phone numbers when we came back on the air. Because, you know, you do for 10 years two phone numbers and an email address. And you say it in your sleep. You learn to say it without even thinking anymore.
You did slip a couple times, didn't you?
I think I've slipped twice in 8.5 months.
That's pretty good, Todd.
Well, a lot of it is because I taught myself in the first week of coming back on the air to just stare at the show sheet and read it every single time until I didn't have to read it anymore. That was my biggest fear, by the way. Second hour of the program, Colleen Carol Campbell is going to join us to talk about two issues. There have been some recent statements by Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput about communing pro-choice Catholic lawmakers. He says, ain't going to do it. And we'll also talk about a new White House Council on Women with Colleen Carol Campbell. Then Dr. Alvin Schmidt will join us for part three of a 5-part daily series on the impact of Christianity on civilization today, education, labor, economic freedom, and science with Dr. Alvin Schmidt. Our call-in numbers, as we remember the one-year anniversary of the cancellation of Issues, etc., by KFUO Radio, the termination of Jeff and me from KFUO Radio and LCMS Inc., 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkback@issuesetc.org. What were you doing a year ago today when you first heard about it? I mean, the news spread like wildfire, but what were you doing when you found out about the cancellation of Issues, etc.? 1-877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. What do you remember the most about that day? Jeff, what do you remember the most about that day?
Well, I concur with you. I'd really love to hear from our listeners what they remember most, where they were at, how they found out about it, what blog they read to find out about it. Love to hear from them. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkback@issuesetc.org. I just remember drinking the most coffee I've probably ever drank in my life at that Denny's across the street from the from the headquarters of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Oh man.
And the poor waitress, do you remember we walked out, literally walked out of Denny's without paying our bill?
I think you're right.
We made it into the foyer of Denny's, and she kind of gave us this, the lady at the front desk kind of gave us this peculiar look, and we came back in. We'd been there for 2 hours straight, easily, just drinking coffee and talking things over, and we apologized. We said, we're a little absent-minded today. We just lost our jobs. She was very sympathetic. It was the first sympathetic, you know, kind of expression we got in that day.
I thought you told her to send the bill to 1333 South Kirkwood Road is what you said. That's what you should have said.
I should have.
Although the check might have bounced.
So what do you remember? So you remember drinking the most coffee you've ever had?
I remember drinking the most coffee I've probably ever had. And then I remember this poor table because you know how much sugar I put in the sugar packets just piling up on this poor table and this poor lady having to clean up after me. I remember, you know, I called Pastor Whedon right away and called my wife, and her first reaction was, you know, I told her we lost our job. She's like, what? She didn't believe me.
Neither did my wife. She really didn't believe me. I called her and I said, I got fired. And she said, you're kidding me. And I said, no, it's really true. And she said, why? And I said, I don't know. I still don't know, to tell you the truth. There are a lot of unanswered questions. In fact, we're going to get to some of the unanswered questions a little bit later in the hour as we remember the one-year anniversary of our termination from KFUO Radio and LCMS Inc.'s cancellation of issues, et cetera, on March 18th, 2008, 1 year to the day. I remember that it was a very, very dreary day, not in terms of emotion. I was actually kind of relieved, shocked, relieved, a little bit scared, but yes, mostly relieved. But I remember it was a very dreary day. It was raining. And I remember driving home from that Denny's, all hopped up on caffeine, in a driving rainstorm, going home to my family. For some reason, my kids were out of school. I don't know why. It was a March day. It must have been, since it was Holy Week, they must have been out for Holy Week. It was the Tuesday of Holy Week, by the way, which was kind of one of the surprising things about it. And I remember driving home. And the thing I remember the most is coming home to my family, sitting down with my entire family in the living room, which is kind of a rare thing. And my wife saying what happened and explaining to the kids, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. And thinking to myself, what am I going to do with the rest of the day? I have nothing to do. Now, that time was quickly taken up by the phone that began ringing. And I do not exaggerate when I say the phone began ringing that afternoon about 1:30 and kept ringing almost nonstop for about 3 straight weeks. Early in the morning it would start, and it would go until late at night, from concerned people, listeners, people I did not know, people I did, district presidents in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the president of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, many people calling just to express their concern and to ask what happened. And you get tired of telling the story after a while. But I told the story for about 3 weeks straight until my wife told me to stop answering the phone. It actually changed the phone answering habits of the Wilkin family entirely. We never answer the phone, hardly ever, unless it's my mom. We hardly ever answer the phone. If it's Jeff, I'll pick up. If it's my pastor, I'll pick up. If it's my mom, I'll pick up. Other than that, we've kind of given up answering the phone. Cindy's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I'm sitting in the chair, the exact chair that I was sitting in when I turned on issues, etc., and a Bible study started playing. And I thought, somebody pressed the wrong button.
You just thought it was another technical, you know, mistake
glitch
at KFUO, right?
Exactly. I thought it was a glitch. And I listened for a while, and I thought, you know, when are they going to wake up? Somebody's asleep at the wheel.
And someone was asleep at the wheel, but not in the way you thought. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, right. So I called. And I'm going to just say his name. Charlie answered the phone. And I said, Charlie, what in the world? Press the right button. You've pressed the wrong button. He said, I'm sorry, ma'am. You know, like he didn't know me. And I'm sorry, Issues, Etc. is no longer on the air on KFUO. I said, I beg your pardon. And he said it again. And I said, who said that? That's not true. And you know, Jeff, how many times I would call and you would say, one of these days, kiddo, you're going to tune in and we're not going to be here. How many times did you say that to me, Jeff?
Many, many, many times.
Many, many times. And I said, goodbye, Charlie. And I just sat there and I thought, today's the day. So I got on the telephone because I have told a few people over the years about issues, et cetera. And I called everybody. And I mean, they just said, I don't believe you. So then they called. And then they called the International Center, and then they called the general manager of the radio station, and then it was like, I mean, it turned to rage. And then, and after a few days, it turned to tears because we all consoled one another, because this was like losing our friend. You know, our friend died.
Cindy, thank you very, very much. What about the rest of you? What do you remember most about March 18th, 2008, the cancellation of issues, et cetera, our terminations from KFUO Radio and LCMS Inc., 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Let's see, a caller from Nebraska. Welcome to Issues, et cetera.
Well, hi. I am glad to be able to talk. I do remember what I was doing.
What was that?
Most definitely. Well, I came to work just with thoughts of my son's birthday the next day in my mind, my youngest son's, and I walked in the door, and there were just doom and gloom, and they said, there's no KFUO, there's no issues, et cetera, tonight. And I go, what? And I'm going, it's a good thing there was a chair there, because I had to sit down. I'm going, oh, Lord, help this poor old lady, because what's she going to do? I've got 3 hours of programming somehow to fill. And we spent the day trying to figure out how we were going to fill 3 hours of programming. It's great to have you back. We love you. Keep going.
Oh, we will. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. Yeah, 3 hours. Well, you know, that was my only dilemma that day is, what am I going to do this afternoon? I mean, it kept me busy for a long time. Now I'm busy doing it again. But for about 3 months there, I'd wake up in the morning and think, what am I going to do? Good thing it started up again. Keeps me off the streets. We'll be right back. On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues, Etc. Lawrence Shake, Will Page, David King, April Alamon, Gabrielle Dowell, Scott David Whitehouse Gherkin, Dennis LaForest, Amy Johnson, William Tapper Jr., and Donna Watkins. Thanks for your support.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues, Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues, Etc. issuesetc.org. Click Promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the Promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Here are a few of the features of the new Lutheran Study Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Study notes, application notes, and prayers from a uniquely Lutheran perspective, 120 maps, charts, and diagrams. You'll find law and gospel application notes, center column references, and quotes from the Church Fathers. Check out the Lutheran Study Bible at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or pre-order the Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same.
Well, you know, LCMS didn't cancel this, but our listeners brought us back. True statement. LCMS canceled us, our listeners brought us back and are keeping us on the air for the last 8.5 months. And as it looks, you know, the way it looks around here for quite some time to come.
All 55 of those live listeners on the web brought us back. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing what 55 people can do. And I think some of them probably died, so there might be less than 55 live listeners. Two, this email from Don in Kansas, happy anniversary. Your firing reminds me of the day Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery in Egypt. This act was to get rid of the dreamer. You intended it to harm me, but God intended it for the good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children, quoting Genesis chapter 50. Just 1 year ago, writes Don in Kansas, you and Jeff were fired and sent out on the street with no job. They wanted you to go on the unemployment line and to never be heard from again. This was to silence the powerful witness of issues, etc. But the truth cannot be contained. Not only did they hurt you and Jeff, but they also hurt me and many thousands of people who learned so much from issues, etc. The people took it to the Lord in prayer, and he gave them back their radio program. To God alone be all the glory. We now have issues, etc., back for the salvation of many people, just like Joseph's brothers wanted to do harm to him, and God made it work for good. So your firing has been turned into good for the salvation of many people. May issues, etc., grow and reach many more people in this evil age. Don, thanks for listening in Kansas. We want to hear from you about the cancellation of issues, etc. 1 year ago today, I think right about this time 1 year ago, I was on the phone. And as I said before, stayed on the phone for about 3 solid weeks. Until I stopped answering. But I want to hear from you now. We will answer the phone this afternoon. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Or you can email us right here in the studio. It's Wednesday afternoon, March the 18th. Talkback at issuesetc.org. There were some unanswered questions, though. I mean, even after a year, Jeff, There are questions that persist about the cancellation of issues, et cetera. What's the biggest one in your mind?
Well, I don't know if this is the biggest, but some questions I think people have the right to ask LCMS Inc. And KFUO Radio, since we were canceled for programmatic and business reasons. Have the number of live internet listeners increased during the past year for KFUO AM? I think the people deserved an answer from David Strand, the executive director of the Board for Communication Services, because it was important to have live internet listeners. Has that number increased in the last year for KFUO AM?
He did make it sound like not only were our live broadcast listeners a small group, but also especially our live internet listeners. And he didn't have a lot to say about our on-demand listeners because he couldn't say that was a small group. And after being back on the air for 8.5 months, I can tell you that listenership, the on-demand listenership, is the largest group listening to us. Always has been, always will be. On-demand listeners, we say we love you. You are the present and you are the future of issues, etc. There's no two ways about it.
And again, one of the frustrating things about giving the live statistics, David Strand never gave the live statistics for all the other shows at KFUO AM, which, by the way, were, believe it or not, worse than 55 per hour, and failed to give, and to this day, fails to give the number of live listeners to KFUO FM, the pop classical sister station, music station.
You know, that would be a good question to ask. If you're like Cindy and you can call the management there and ask a question, it would be a question, you know, how is your live listenership now on the AM side show by show? That would be a good question to ask. You know, you mentioned the programmatic reasons. We never heard what those programmatic reasons for the cancellation of issues, et cetera, were. We heard a lot about financial reasons. But remember, it was financial and programmatic reasons. We never heard and still haven't to this day heard what the programmatic reasons for canceling issues, et cetera, were. Just another unanswered question after a year. Millie's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Millie.
Hi. Well, I was at home. We were both at home. Got a phone call. We hadn't turned on our computer yet. I mean, our radio and yet. And was busy and somebody rang us, and they said, hey, do you know Issues, Etc., is it on? And I said, not on. Why? And they said, we don't know why. And I said, oh, I'm going to have to call somebody. So I called somebody. Mm-hmm. They said, yep, it finally happened, huh? You know, somebody else had said something, and it just kept going on and on and on. And as you have said, you've never been told you're programmatic. I don't know why they don't come out and tell the truth. Can you ever think we'll ever get down to this, from the president on down to David Strand or whoever?
Do I think we'll ever get the answer? It's a good question, Millie. If things remain the way they are in LCMS Inc., the answer to that question is no.
I
don't think
in
we'll
German,
ever get that answer.
Nine, correct?
Oh, excuse me?
In German, it's nine.
Yeah, nine. Definitely not. Yes, you're right. Definitely not. Millie, thank you so much. Karen in Wyoming emails us. She says, of course I remember the day well. The day Synod spoke and the church shouted, Pastor Zill gave me a phone call early in the afternoon to let me know that I would be scrubbing my toilets alone that afternoon, no issues, etc. Couldn't believe it. Googled it. It was true. Like everyone out there, I'm glad you guys are back. Signed, one of the 55. Hey, that's not a bad club if you want to be one of the 55. We might find out if people join that club that there may have been more than 55 indeed. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Some more questions. Have the number of on-demand downloads increased since March 18, 2008? All the downloads for KFUO AM and KFUO FM, have they gone up or have they gone down?
Now, we know our on-demand listenership has gone up and has steadily gone up. I can watch the statistics day by day, tracking them back to the debut of the show 8.5 months ago. And I can see them. It was a big one the first day and the first second day. Then it settled down to, the way we count these things out, maybe 4,000, 5,000 a day, and it's risen and risen and risen. We recently topped out on a very good day last week at about 13,000 sessions a day. And that's, we're averaging about 100,000 hits on the website every day, which doesn't tell you a lot. Download, the amount of data downloaded from the website, which is our audio, steadily risen as well, and on a weekly basis, I can't remember how much it is. It's a lot. And we know it because we pay for it. We know it because we're able to track the statistics. It is a good question. How have the on-demand audio downloads for KFUO AM and FM, we should say, I don't think they have on-demand there, how have they done since March 18th? Dave in Danville, Pennsylvania says, I was listening to KFUO streaming over the internet on Tuesday of that week. I was listening to Law and Gospel with Tom Baker. He came on right before us. And I'm not sure what topic Pastor Baker was talking about, but he took a call. On the other end of the line was a man just enraged and saying not so nice things about the LCMS individuals that did this. Pastor Baker was very gracious in handling the call and gave the man a phone number where he could voice his displeasure. I was shocked, to say the least. I was used to starting with Law and Gospel at 2 p.m. Eastern Time until the end of Issues, etc. at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. each weekday. This was my equivalent of a seminary education for a disabled man and a Lutheran convert listening to these shows every day. And Dave and Danville, we're glad we can be back for you. We really are. Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana writes, Happy Issues, etc. Cancellation Day. Has it been a year already, he says? God's continued blessings. Thank you very much, Michael, for listening in Fort Wayne.
Another question, what has been done to stop the financial shell game between KFUO FM, the pop classical secular music station, and KFUO AM, the gospel proclamation station?
You know, we were promised by not only KFUO management, then higher than that, two tiers above, which goes all the way to the top, by the way, two tiers above KFUO management, that after the 2007 convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, things were going to change. Our concerns would be addressed. Things would be different. Guess what, folks? Things did get different. Issues, et cetera, got canceled. And over at KFUO, as far as we can tell, and through the management structure, what has changed? Nothing. So much for those promises.
Why weren't we allowed to go back to KFUO to retrieve our personal items? To this day, that is just
don't know.
I don't know.
My best explanation for that, of course, we've never gotten an answer for that question from anyone involved in the cancellation, but my best guess is that, they're kind of awkward in how they fire people. And they thought, this in the business world, they just hand people a box with their stuff in it and ask for the keys and send them out the door. Well, they asked for our keys, but they never handed us a box with our stuff in it. I had to wait 6-7 weeks for my books to be delivered, and they only got delivered after, I think, a district president's wife complained personally to KFUO management. And Jeff's stuff, some of it got delivered, and some of it just got as far as we can tell, put in the dumpster. If you could go over there today to KFUO, you can go down to the place that once housed Jeff Schwartz's office. And I don't know what's in there now.
I heard
I just know
like
none
of
Jeff's stuff is in there.
I heard outside there's one of those over the doors, like an eternal flame thing. That's what I heard. I don't know. That's
who
what I heard.
Who put that up?
I don't know.
Maybe it appeared spontaneously. Who knows?
Maybe I still have a key.
Well, actually.
A shrine to myself.
No, I'll be completely honest. Because if LCMS Inc. wants their key to the KFUO building back from me, they can have it. I mean, I'm not going to be using it anymore. But I didn't turn in my key that day. And it's not that I didn't intend to. I forgot to. I just left the building without turning in my key. And so I still do have a key, although it's not on my ring anymore. I don't know where it is anymore. It's someplace.
I expect.
But if they want it, I'd be happy to send it
back. I expect a letter from one of those fine attorneys at LCMS Inc., our good friends, any day now for that key.
All right. Yeah, well, I'll respond. I'll respond. Be happy to do that. 1-877-623-6943. You know the best thing about, one of the best things, or many best things about returning with issues, et cetera, after that three-month hiatus, and now a year since the cancellation. One of the best things? Craig. Having Craig here. Awesome. We'll be right back.
Won't you answer me? Won't you answer? 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 Won't
you answer me? To Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station, you're listening to Issues Etc.
You'll find a clearinghouse of Reformation resources at newreformationpress.com. T-shirts, music, outlines of important theological books, plus lectures by Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. Check it out, newreformationpress.com. If you like Reformation theology, you'll love New Reformation Press. www.newreformationpress.com.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
My good friends and pro-life colleagues in the Netherlands are doing a great job of educating their citizens on abortion. The group Cry for Life is passing out lifelike replicas of unborn babies. They match the baby's size and development at only 12 weeks after conception. The project is getting tons of attention. The media and pro-abortion politicians are having a fit because it's so effective. It's not graphic or shrill, and it's a great pro-life educational tool. These little plastic babies have changed many minds and hearts of people on abortion, and it's easy to carry in a pocket or purse. I'd love to send you one free. Just visit today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org. Help be a part of protecting babies from abortion. You'll find saving lives can be very easy.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. David Gottschalk, David Singh, Robert Auger Jr., Adam Menz, Tyrell Bramwell, Cynthia Barger, Jessica Bramwell, Pastor Terry Kinnitz, Mark Niebrugge, and Dennis Prothero. Thanks for your support.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. Don't you get it?
What happened?
It'll be okay, Dennis. You just talk to us on the record. We'll protect you. I guarantee it.
They'll get to you, too. They'll destroy you. They're untouchable, man.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're celebrating the one-year anniversary. And we are really celebrating because things have turned out just wonderfully. Celebrating the one-year anniversary of the cancellation of Issues Etc. by LCMS Inc. and termination of Jeff and me from LCMS Inc. and KFUO Radio. And I said before the break that Craig is one of the best things about coming back on the air. He really, truly is. I don't flatter Craig too much. I mean, I only tell him things like he never makes a mistake and he's always right, all those kind of things. But truly, really one of the best things is having Craig here in the studio every single day.
Well, thank you very much. I have to tell you, I enjoy my time here. We have a lot of fun in the office. like the other listeners, parts of the program that I can catch, I do learn. So, you know, I love being here. Working with you guys is a joy every day.
Yeah,
so
right.
Thank you very much. I have to say this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a joy working with me because I'm never here. Yeah. And it's a joy working with Jeff because he always stays in the back. So,
and I get to listen to, you know, what I want to listen to when I want to listen to it during the board when I'm doing my work. So
yeah,
that's great.
Exactly.
Hey, a question for both of you guys. If this had never materialized, where would you be today?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a very good question.
We should have had Craig in the production meeting. That's probably better than any questions we came up with.
We sat in here coming up with all these questions, these bonehead questions, and my goodness, what would I be doing today? Not this. I mean, if this had never materialized, I would most likely be serving a parish someplace as a pastor and doing it very happily. In fact, that's exactly what I planned to do on the day of the cancellation. I thought, all right, time to go back to the parish. This seems pretty clear. And then the listeners' voices and their support said, you know, we really are counting on you guys to try and bring this back. And with the help of our listeners, I mean, so many people to thank. Our listeners, the congregations stepped up to rejoin the Issues Etc. 300. All of our supporters, great and small, our families, our pastors, the bloggers, all of them to be thanked for the return of Issues Etc. The thing that clinched it for me was when the congregation that I was attending said, we want to call you as an assistant pastor. We want to call you as assistant pastor in large part to do Issues Etc. And that clinched it for me. I said, well, you know, it's one thing for have people say you need to come back on the air. It's another thing to have God call you back to it. And that clinched it for me. So I think I'd be – what would you be doing, Jeff? Would you be doing Tiger Town Radio? What would you be doing?
Yeah, that's – Craig asked me that. That's a great question. I mean, you know, at the time, I don't even remember. I mean, I knew we were going to come back with a radio show.
Really, after about 3 weeks, we knew that it was going to happen.
Well, no,
in one form or another.
Yeah, and I've always had this limited liability corporation called Tiger Town Broadcasting. My goal in life is to run a radio station in my home native town, the epicenter of the universe, Edwardsville, Illinois 62025. So, and I still plan on doing that, by the way. So, yeah, I probably would have sped up the plans to begin Tiger Town Broadcasting. That's probably. Yeah.
So he'd be doing what he really wanted to do. Which is he'd be doing sports radio and local sports radio. That's
not local. No, it's going to be news sports. No, you can't do. There's not enough local sports in Arizona to do 24/7 radio.
News and sports. So he'd
news,
be
sports.
Be
know.
Kind of like the mini KMOX. You know, on the other side of the river, better, sleeker, you know, more streamlined,
cheaper.
This from Jeff in Philadelphia. He says, I found out, talking about March 18th, 2008, I found out about the cancellation by looking at the live stream and finding nothing. I just thought it was a web page problem at first. Were you surprised by the support from non-Lutheran circles? Actually, no. We always knew that we had roots deep within other confessions, streams of the confession among other Christians. We knew that because we had them as guests and listeners, so we were not particularly surprised by non-Lutheran circles. One of the biggest myths about Issues Etc. when it was at KFUO was that only Lutherans listened, and then only those crazed, wild-eyed, conservative Lutherans listened. It was altogether untrue. Anyone who ever listened to the program knew it wasn't true. Our listeners were not even a majority Lutheran, and our guests were only about half Lutheran too. So It's a myth that persists today. In fact, we ran into it just the other day. Someone said something. It was an offhand comment. It was actually an LCMS Inc. type who said this to us, an offhand comment that spoke loud and clear. I can't remember what they said, but Jeff said, did you hear what he said? He still thinks that only Lutherans listen to us. It's amazing how those myths persist. But if you're determined to do something in, and one of the things you can say is, you know, it only preaches to the choir. So it was always a myth. Carrie in Minnesota writes, and she says, I was at work when an email came through that you had been canceled. I remember being in shock, then getting on the phone, calling KFUO, and then being given a number to call to complain at communications. I also remember trying to access the archives later and going ballistic when they weren't there either and calling again to ask about that the next day. It really took my eyes off of Jesus. She says, I sadly remember because my focus went to you guys. We had our passion drama going on at church, and when I got there to volunteer and act at it, I was able to tell people what happened. that had never even heard of you before. I'm so glad you're back. I remember getting an email from you to remember that it was Holy Week and to focus on Christ. I was a member of the Issues Etc. junkie group on the Wittenberg Trail, and it brought me back to my senses, and I decided to wait till Easter night to email more about it. I had to repent a lot that week. I was focused on the wrong thing, but you guys are great. Anyway, it was cruel to cancel you during Holy Week. Thank you so much, Carrie, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. Frank in North Carolina. They don't want Pastor Wilkins' key back. They changed the locks as soon as you guys were fired for fear of one or both of you breaking in and spreading anti-bureaucratic literature all over the place. Changing the locks also helps out the synodical self-esteem. Interesting, Frank. Yeah, I don't think they changed the locks. I really don't.
I don't think they can afford to change the locks, to
not
be
at this point.
Honest with you.
Not at this point. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or TalkBack at issuesetc.org. You know, one of the things that still just hangs out there like a gigantic loose string, it's not a loose string, it is a loose rope hanging out there that's untied, or a lot of the, frankly, false statements made by David Strand, the executive director of the Board for Communication Services, in and around the time of the cancellation. I mean, there are a number of them, and all of them are well documented and in writing. One of them was when he said that Issues Etc. had two dedicated full-time staffers devoted exclusively to Issues Etc. at KFUO. And we responded to this in a Web Extra, by the way, at our on-demand page, issuesetc.org. When Jeff and I worked there, we were not dedicated solely to Issues Etc. We were radio station staff, and we both had duties that extended beyond Issues Etc. But of course, when you're trying to tell a story that these guys were losing money for the radio station and they were an expensive luxury, and you end up saying things like they were dedicated exclusively to Issues Etc. when they really weren't. But he's never retracted or apologized for that false statement.
And if he was given misinformation by KFUO management, then they need to
correct the record
that we're devoted exclusively to Issues, etc. Another question, will David Strand apologize for this false statement? Yes, all donations specifically earmarked for Issues, including Reformation Club income, were credited to Issues, etc. We explained in that Web Extra a long time ago that even Reformation Club listeners within a 100-mile radius of St. Louis were not credited to Issues, etc., not to mention advertising revenue, not to mention church sponsor revenue was not credited to Issues, etc. So,
and again, the statement has yet a year later to be either retracted, corrected, amended, or apologized for. And if David Strand, who made the statement, was given false information by KFUO management, depending on that, then KFUO management needs to correct or amend or apologize for that false statement. 1-877-623-6943. This is not about, please don't misunderstand me, folks, this is not about sour grapes or hanging on to the past. This is about, let's have a little truth. One of the things that I think everybody who was outraged by the cancellation of Issues, etc., are even more outraged by, even beyond the cancellation itself, was the way that the truth took a beating by LCMS Inc. in the aftermath of the cancellation. And if we care about truth, we care about truth. And when the truth isn't told, or something's told in the place of the truth, I think everyone who cares about truth wants to hear the truth told, even a year later. An email from a Lutheran pastor in the Midwest, hard to believe that a year has already gone by. I heard about the cancellation of Issues, etc. later in Holy Week 2008. I remember feeling disgusted about the whole ordeal. You don't know this, but after Easter 2008, I made some inquiries about the possibility of having Issues, etc. produced by another Lutheran radio station. That didn't get too far, but I'm glad it worked out the way it has. However, I do remember Tuesday of Holy Week last year, March 18th, 2008. The unjust firing and cancellation of Issues, etc. was not the only dark thing that happened that day. On this day, there was a surprise congregation meeting about a serious situation in my congregation. Prior to this, I had tried to provide faithful pastor care to a troubled individual. It was of such a nature that it could not be easily explained, nor was it proper to speak for the sake of the individual, but the issue got out, and the meeting was the result of that. And at the meeting, I was unjustly accused of causing this trouble to that individual. When I heard about the canceling of Issues, etc., I was amazed at the timing, but God in His grace continues to work by the word of the cross, and when we are weak, then we are strong. Nothing can take away the kingdom of God's grace brought to us by Jesus' blood and sacrifice. Thank you very much for the email from that pastor in the Midwest. And you know what that brought to my fore? Our cancellation, our firing, brought to my awareness the fact that many pastors anonymously suffered the same kind of treatment at the hands of their district presidents and even their congregation sometimes, with no recourse to a microphone. Sad, sad stories. Be right back. What you get is what you got. Cause when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want. That's why we're waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Calvary Lutheran, Elgin, Illinois. Advent Lutheran, Zionsville, Indiana. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Worth, Texas. Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon. St. John's Lutheran, Evanston, Indiana. Mount Calvary Lutheran, San Antonio, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Village Lutheran, Ladue, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa. St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. David Post, Jan Trapani, Kevin Torwell, Rachel Eden, Glenn Steinkamp, Antonio Cabanellis, Grace Gillespie, Barbara Walker, Mr. and Mrs. Warren Hartman, and Kathleen Popoff. Thanks for your support.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes in this first hour. We're remembering March 18th, 2008. On this March 18th, 2009, the cancellation of Issues Etc. by LCMS Inc. and our terminations from KFUO Radio, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Dennis in Michigan. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Pastor Wilkin. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd call rather than send an email because I used to do it a year ago. I kind of miss talking. We were sitting at our computer after listening to Law and Gospel, and my pastor called me and asked me if I was in mourning. And I asked him why. And he told me that Issues had been canceled, and I told him I didn't think that was funny. But I never did get a response beyond that to him, and then all of a sudden Issues didn't come up. And I was in shock.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, Dennis. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Yeah, a lot of people were in shock. Now, I will tell you, Jeff and I were not particularly shocked because we kind of knew it couldn't last. And we kind of, for at least for a day or two, had strong suspicions that it was coming. And I think, Jeff, I don't know if I speak for both of us when I say for both of us, while we had trepidation about the future and a bit sad about it, for us, it was mostly relief and kind of not knowing what was coming next. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Lauren, California writes, "It was a sad day I heard about the cancellation, but I knew that you would have a tremendous freedom by doing what you're doing now. Love the show now more than ever. Thank you very much." Josh in Wisconsin writes, "I was living in St. Louis a year ago. I was at work when I received an email titled Holy Tuesday Treachery. To say the least, I was frustrated. On my blog, I compiled lists of links to many of the internet people who had something to say about the firing of Jeff and Todd and the cancellation of the show. It didn't take long for the Schrader family to sign the petition. The service of evening prayer and the Bratwurst Fellowship held at the congregation in St. Louis was very encouraging, not only to see that God continues to bless the ministry of Issues, etc., but also to see all the supporters who stand with you. There was not an extra seat in the nave. It was a packed house. It was also an honor to protest outside Synod's office building with my wife, who was carrying our son at the time, to hold our leaders accountable and ask the question, why? There's still much reason to be frustrated with our synodical bureaucracy. This has turned out to be one of the best things to ever happen to Issues, etc. Jeff knew it would. Told me almost every day. Blessings to all of you as you celebrate your first year of freedom. We look forward to many more. And he asks, how much would it cost to get on Sirius XM Radio? The last time we checked, for 1 hour a week, about $50,000, I think. Sirius XM Radio, that's a question we need to deal with before we wrap it up, Jeff, the future of Issues, etc. Says your audience is growing. Joshua Jr. is only 3 months old, and he already has Issues. Thank you very much. Jonathan in Iowa says, couldn't believe the cancellation, thought it was all a mistake. One of the small rumors that was going around one of the previous days was that your previous day's interview was too explicit. I can't remember what the previous day's interview was. Don't remember. I'd have to go back and look. You know, I still, a year later, haven't gone back to listen to the close of the very last program before we were canceled. I think I said, you know, talk to you tomorrow on Issues, etc. To my knowledge, it's the only untruth I've spoken on the microphone. Talk to you tomorrow on Issues, etc. when I said it on March 17th. We did something on St. Patrick, I'm pretty sure. Okay, more unanswered questions here, Jeff.
Will David Strand, Executive Director of the Board for Communication Services, please apologize for this false statement? If we had waited until early April, we would have been obligated to pay another $5,500 in monthly Sunday night syndication fees. This was the reason giving why they fired us during Holy Week, because if they waited to another month, they'd have to pay a whole month of fees for buying airtime for the Sunday night nationally syndicated radio show, which we explained it's the 30-day out clause the day you write the letter of cancellation. So that's another false statement.
Yeah, and in any event, they ended up paying that amount anyway, and they ended up paying it for dead air, which doesn't seem to be a good use of money to
Well, me. No, not really, because remember, Salem Radio Network wisely stepped up and played old
but
shows.
They paid for dead air. Salem decided to go ahead. That was not the
That's
decision
true.
Of KFUO management. KFUO management paid for dead air, but Salem said, well, we'll give them something other than dead air. So not a wise use of the money.
Another question, will David Strand apologize for this false statement? The gentlemen were told that there were a number of factors that led to the decision. They were offered the opportunity to converse in more detail on the reasons for the termination with either the executive director or the executive director of executive director HR, human resources, or the executive director of communications, or both, at a future time of their choosing. This was simply never offered to us, and once again, we have a recording of the entire meeting.
We were never offered an opportunity to come and have anything explained to us. We were refused an explanation in the meeting. We left without an explanation. And we were never in that meeting offered an opportunity to meet again with anybody to get an explanation, and never since, not for the last 365 days. I mean, tomorrow is a different day. Maybe they will offer something tomorrow. It would seem a little late, but you know, it's still like an explanation. You know what I want to know? At the time of the cancellation and thereafter, David Strand, the executive director of the Board for Communication Services, was pretty clear that there was a new show in the works that was going to be apologetically oriented, and it was going to be have an appeal to a broader audience than Issues, Etc. had had. And I want to know, just simply, where is that show? I mean, it's been a year. A year is a long time. You can do a lot of things, produce a lot of things in a year. We managed to bring Issues, Etc. back from literally the dust, nothing. No archives, no nothing, no equipment, no office, no nothing in 3 months through the grace of God and with the help of our listeners. KFUO management, including David Strand, has had a year to produce this new show that was supposed to replace Issues, etc., of an apologetic nature that would have a broader appeal. And I want to know, where's the show? Where is it? Was there really ever a plan to replace Issues, etc.? Keith in North Platte, Nebraska says, it seems to me that the cancellation of the show had to occur. Issues, etc. teaches and promotes Lutheran doctrine. The LCMS does not keep up the fine work. Keith, thanks for listening in Nebraska. Let's talk about the present and the future. How are things going for us, Jeff? You and Craig are the ones who actually handle the business. I just sit in here and goof off. You guys handle the nuts and bolts of the day-to-day operation. How are things going?
Things are going very well, thanks to our listeners. Folks, I told Craig, I said, I got to be careful. I didn't have much sleep, and when I get sleepy, I get emotional, and I said, I might start crying or something here. But no, things are going very well. And from a financial standpoint, things are going very well, and we thank each and every one of you who contribute. We apologize we haven't come up with a new financial report. We're working on that. We will get that done. Craig, our board up here, has an MBA, and this is his area of expertise. So we're working on that. We apologize.
We are still dedicated to full financial transparency. Our problem is getting all our numbers together. And, you know, starting up an operation is kind of a messy thing. And we will definitely have figures for people to see so that we can keep our promise of full financial transparency. Let's see. The plans for the future. People always ask, are we going to syndicate on terrestrial radio again? Jeff?
No, we don't have plans to do that. And for a couple of reasons, we think it's a dying medium. And we think just in the near future, you're going to be able to get, not just on your phone or what have you, you're going to be able to get the web in every car in America. And when that happens,
On demand,
people will also be able to listen live, and that's the only time people are listening live now to terrestrial radio is during their commutes to and from work in their cars. Once the technology gets in the cars where you can go to any radio station in the country and listen to
their web stream,
their web stream, it's over. So we don't think it's a wise use of our resources to buy airtime on terrestrial radio, particularly Christian terrestrial radio, except maybe continue here in the St. Louis market.
Yeah. And look, what can we say at the end of 365 days? All we can say is thanks be to God. And believe me, even if Issues Etc. hadn't returned, Jeff and I would still be saying thanks be to God for wherever God would put us after that. We can say thanks to our listeners. LCMS Inc. canceled Issues Etc. I'm convinced they just didn't know what they were canceling. Didn't take the time or the effort or the bother to figure it out, to look at it in any detail, or to listen to it. But our listeners were listening. And although LCMS Inc. canceled Issues Etc., our listeners brought it back. And now, as I've said so many times before, now only our listeners can cancel us again. When we come back from this break, it's hour two of Issues Etc. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to our listeners, to the congregations of the 300, to all of our supporters, big and small, to our families who have put up with both me and Jeff for the last year and longer, to the pastors who support us, the congregations who support us, the lay people, the bloggers, and everybody. Thanks to everyone for the last year of Issues Etc., for the last year, not only during those 3 months of cancellation, but for our return as well 8.5 months ago. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We'll move on to weighty subjects. Recent statements by a Denver archbishop, his name is Charles Chaput. He's talking about communing pro-choice Catholic lawmakers, or in this case, not communing them. And then Colleen Carroll Campbell will be our guest to talk about that. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will join us for part three of a five-part daily series on the impact of Christianity on civilization today, education, labor, economic freedom, and science. Our phone numbers for the second hour of Issues Etc. on this March 18th, 2009. 1-877-623-6943. Email talkback@issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.